Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to our Global Crypto and Financial Markets Regulatory Update. We begin in Singapore, where a regulatory shift on liquidity risk management practices for fund management companies is underway. On 17 December 2025, the Monetary Authority of Singapore issued consultation paper P0019-2025, consultation paper on updates to the guidelines on liquidity risk management practices, fund management companies, together with amendments to the Code on Collective Investment Schemes. MAS is responding to liquidity stresses exposed by recent global market volatility, such as heightened redemptions, margin and collateral calls, and structural liquidity mismatches in open-ended funds. The regulations no longer treat liquidity risk as a portfolio-level issue. It is now framed as a governance, conduct, and oversight obligation. Under the proposed framework, fund design, redemption mechanics, pricing methodologies, stress testing, and disclosure practices are placed under heightened scrutiny. At least one liquidity management tool, such as anti-dilution mechanism, is expected to be operationally calibrated. Explicit and implicit liquidity costs must be reflected in subscription and redemption pricing. Boards and senior management are placed at the center of accountability. Future liquidity failures will be assessed not as market inevitabilities, but as supervisory and control failures. The consultation expressly incorporates by reference the International Organization of Securities Commission's revised recommendations on liquidity risk management, May 2025, and the Financial Stability Board's 2024 report on liquidity preparedness for margin and collateral calls, incorporating international soft law into enforceable domestic supervisory expectations. Implementation is proposed within 6 months of finalization, supported by inspections and thematic reviews designed to test compliance in practice, not on paper. We now turn to the United States, where regulatory tone has shifted with equal clarity. In November and December 2025, the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or USCFTC, delivered some of the strongest innovation-compatible policy signals seen in recent years. Speaking at the FIA Expo, then-acting chairman Caroline D. Pham articulated a vision she described as a golden age of crypto, positioning blockchain and tokenization as foundational market infrastructure rather than speculative anomalies. Her keynote, titled Global Derivatives Markets in a Golden Age of Crypto, rejected regulation by enforcement as a sustainable policy tool, with a framework based on technology neutrality, market integrity, supervised experimentation, and international coordination. Developments include extended and round-the-clock trading models, listed spot crypto trading on regulated venues, tokenized collateral, including stablecoins, for margin efficiency, and clearing implementation targeted for 2026. On 19 December 2025, when the USCFTC issued a formal statement welcoming IOSCO's final report on pre-hedging, Acting Chairman Pham confirmed that the report reflects the USCFTC's position on pre-hedging and unequivocally ruled out any need for additional domestic rulemaking. For derivatives dealers, asset managers, banks, and institutional trading firms, this removed interpretive ambiguity and reduced exposure to overlapping or inconsistent compliance obligations. Governance architecture within the USCFTC has also been strengthened. The Commission reinforced its Global Markets Advisory Committee Digital Asset Markets Subcommittee, integrating senior market practitioners into the regulatory dialogue. The USCFTC Acting Chairman Carolyn D. Pham announced departure. Chairman Michael S. Selig, sworn in as the 16th Chairman of the USCFTC, alongside the appointment of Amir Zaidi as Chief of Staff. Visit our website to access the full written analyses, subscribe to our monthly regulatory updates, and engage with us for cross-border crypto and digital asset regulation consultancy.